Leah Nerida, as we know now, Theresa May is going to be talking to some leaders in Europe following the cancellation of the vote on Brexit yesterday. What do you think she's going to achieve by speaking to some of her counterparts within the EU?
Well, at this stage, it's very difficult to understand what she wants to achieve because she's had a very clear message from the EU all along. The EU is not for renegotiating this. And so I don't know what she wants to achieve by this. All we know is that this is just stumbling from one kind of car crash to the next. The fact that she has postponed and delayed the discussion and the vote in the Parliament is very worrying. And really, the Irish government have to reiterate that we absolutely have to ensure that there is no hard border and that the rights of the citizens of the North are protected, and the Good Friday Agreement. And this isn't something new. I'm worried that we'd be having the same conversation in 6 weeks' time, in 2 weeks' time. You know, God knows what's going to happen this time next year. The date is coming closer and closer, as we know. Everybody here, in terms of MEPs and staff, they're all supposed to be gone on the 29th of March, and no agreement in place. And now they're talking about, well, certainly Tusk and others have said, well, we now have to look at if there's a no-deal scenario and to put safety measures in place for that. And I'd be interested to look at what those safety measures are. But it can't continue like this. It's either a yes or no answer at this stage, in my view.
Now, Theresa May has made it clear that the big concern is about the Irish backstop. Yet, Donald Tusk, whom you quote, the EU Council President, has insisted that the EU is not going to renegotiate any issues to do with this deal. They only want to see how they can facilitate UK ratification of it. But is there any danger that there may be slippage on the agreement on the backstop?
Well, certainly from the messages that we have received and from talks that we've had here, obviously with Barnier and others, other negotiators, I don't think that they're going to back down in terms of supporting Ireland. I think that's pretty secure. So again, it's up to Theresa May and her government. I mean, it's extraordinary the comments we had by Priti Patel, the Tory MP, who said that, you know, quoting, food shortages in Ireland should be used as a threat, really, to try and get a better deal. That was incredibly insulting for us as Irish people when we remember on Gortha Mór and all of that. And that kind of an attitude is completely unhelpful. And it just shows, I suppose, the mentality that is within some of the Tory government, really, towards Ireland. And therefore, I think the Irish government really have to hold firm and be absolutely insistent that the EU stands by us and that there won't be any slippage.
Just in terms of no deal being reached by March 29th. I mean, there is a possibility that this whole withdrawal situation would just be postponed and they would be given maybe another year or two to decide on what kind of a deal they really want. What would be the implications for May's next EU parliamentary elections? Because Ireland is supposed to gain two seats following the British withdrawal. So what would happen with that, do you know?
Well, that's something that nobody can really look into a crystal ball and know what is going to happen. I would imagine that probably the most practical thing that will happen is it will be given more time, and that, you say, the transition period as such will kick in rather than a no-deal scenario, because we can't even imagine what a no-deal scenario is going to look like. And if there is a transition period for 2 years, I'm not sure what the position then of the two extra MEP seats going to Ireland would be, whether that's going to have to be withdrawn or not. Of course, that leaves us in a quandary because Ireland South, for instance, now will have two extra counties in terms of Laois and Offaly coming into my constituency. And I'd be glad of Laois and Offaly to be part of my constituency. But however, it'd be good to have that secured and to know at least where we are in terms of the European elections. But I can't imagine a no-deal scenario, and I don't think anybody wants that. So I would think that the most practical solution is to go for a transition period and to extend it until some agreement can be reached. Of course, the ECJ ruling that came out saying that it's perfectly legal for the UK to withdraw Article 50 is an option on the table as well, even though I can't see them going for that. If they can't even decide on coming to terms with the withdrawal agreement, I can't see them going for actually withdrawing Article 50.